Never in all their lives had Dick and Dorothea seen so many boats. There were boats everywhere, and boats of all kinds, from the big black wherry with her gaily painted mast to the punts of the boatmen going to and fro, and the motor cruisers filling up with petrol, and the hundreds of big and little sailing yachts tied to the quays or moored in rows two and three deep.
Arthur Ransome's description of 1930s Broadland from his book Coot Club. Ransome had been a regular visitor to the Broads since 1919. Indeed, it's said that he learnt to sail here. Coot Club, the fifth book of the Swallows and Amazons series, was published in 1934, and the inspiration for it may well have come from a holiday that Ransome had enjoyed on the Broads the year before, on board a yacht hired from a company called Herbert Woods in Potter Heigham. That company is still going strong today, part of a family-based business called Norfolk Broads Direct, which is based in the popular Broadland village of Wroxham. This company can trace its roots back 100 years or more, so where better to find out about boating on the Broads? The busy workshops dotted around the boatyard might seem an odd place to begin our boat trip on the Broads, but it's the skills used all year round in here that mean that you and I can have a safe and comfortable holiday out on the water. Patrick Tubby is the hire fleet manager.
OK, I've just brought you into the workshop here, and we do all our building work on all our new craft and do all our refurbishment on our boats over the winter. All the hire fleet craft come out of the water at some point over the winter to have all the hulls refurbished, polished where necessary. We're doing new build work in here as well alongside. We get the fibreglass mould supplied to us, and then we then do all the building work in-house. We've got our own team of boat builders here and engineering staff who do all the fitting out.
Norfolk Broads Direct and the other hire companies on the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads are keeping many traditional boat building skills alive and bringing on new techniques too. Some of the boats that come out of these workshops are more like luxury floating hotels. Barbara Greasley is a director of the company.
Now we're in the saloon of Fair Commodore. As you can see, we've got full-size domestic appliances in the galley. We've got a full-size gas oven, a full-size electric fridge, microwave oven. We have flat-screen TVs in both the saloon area and the rear cabin. We've got PlayStation. In fact, a proper home from home.
But one you can take with you to explore this unique wetland area. And despite their size, boats like the luxurious Fair Commodore are relatively easy to use. Patrick Tubby.
Generally, handling a boat is very, very easy. Just two simple controls. We've got a steering wheel which turns left for left and right for right. And there's just a simple gear control which has got the throttle on it as well. Push it forwards to go forwards, push it further forwards to increase your revs, and pull it back to engage the reverse gear. There's no brake on a cruiser as such, so when you need to brake, you just ease a gear lever into reverse, and then you're actually using your reverse as your brake. You have to be a little bit careful. I mean, we're coming through Wroxham now, which is one of the busiest parts of the Broads. Quite a narrow stretch of river here, boats moored on either side of us. And you've got to remember, if you're going down the river and somebody else is coming up, then you've got a very confined piece of waterway, so you have to keep your eyes open. But it's something that the whole family can enjoy. If you've got your teenage children on the river with you, and then providing they're supervised, they can take the wheel and do a little bit of helming themselves.
There are a range of boats for hire, from electric day boats to the wonderful luxury cruisers like Fair Commodore that Patrick Tubby was at the helm of. But they all have one thing in common. They aren't speedboats.
You see pictures of boats on the telly in other parts of the world, and they're tearing across nice blue water bays in the Caribbean or whatever. Here on the Broads, it's a much slower pace of life. People come here to relax, and that's what the Broads are all about, a relaxing holiday.
And everything is done to ensure that everyone on the water slows down.
The speed limits are important on the Broads. As we are at the moment coming through the centre of Wroxham, speed limit is 4 miles an hour. Further downstream onto some of the open rivers, and the speed limit's 5 and 6 miles an hour. And the speed limits are vigorously enforced by the Broads Authority navigation rangers, who are here to assist holidaymakers on the Broads, but they're also there to control them.
And there are sound environmental reasons why speed needs to be controlled, because the faster you go, the more wash you create, and that means more damage to the riverbanks. But the boating industry is using new construction techniques, which, combined with the slower speeds, cuts down on any damaging wash.
Norfolk Broads Direct as a company have invested heavily in the designs of hydroflow hulls, which cause minimal amounts of wash and thus zero damage to the riverbanks. We're on the Fair Commodore at the moment, which doesn't have a low wash hull. Cruising down the river at 4 miles an hour. If you look behind us, we've just got a few ripples coming off the stern and no wash at all coming from this vessel.
And that's not the only environmental advance that the boating industry on the Broads has made in recent years. Worries about noise, pollution and the cost of fuel means that more and more people are looking to electric boats. David Simister has a day boat that, with the help of the Broads Authority, he's converted from diesel to electric.
This is my boat. It's a Shearline 21. It was originally a hire boat until I bought it, and it was fitted with a Yanmar twin-cylinder diesel engine, which was mounted in the front of the boat and was incredibly noisy, as well as being fumy because it was a diesel. And we got to the pitch of thinking about changing the boat because of the noise and the diesel. And along came the Sustainable Development Fund and talked to us about converting it and giving us some assistance, and we went from there.
And once on the open water, you can immediately understand the appeal.
I certainly wouldn't go back, let's put it that way. In fact, where we are now, which is crossing the neck between South Walsham Broad and South Walsham Inner Broad, about a year ago, my wife said, "Look at that," and we could hear some noise in the trees, and a deer swam across right in front of the boat. Now, it wouldn't even have got to the edge of the trees if it had heard us coming with a diesel engine. And you just get nearer to wildlife. Great crested grebes don't usually dive. We usually go past them and they stay on the surface. So a lot of little side benefits that are worth having.
According to boat designer Andrew Wolstenholme, this is the place for this new technology.
Electric boats aren't suited for every application. They're ideal for use on the Broads. The majority of the waterways are effectively tidal free, and we've also got the facilities to recharge, so the Broads is an ideal area for using electric boats.
And if Andrew and his colleagues have it their way, it won't be long before there are many more electric boats cruising these idyllic waterways.
Over the last few years, the Anglia Boat Builders Association have been running the Eco Boat project, where we want to design and produce a boat which we see will encourage sustainable boating in the Broads hire fleets. And this boat could be built at the moment with the technology that exists, but we want to adapt to new technologies as they come through.
Whatever the boat, though, safety is paramount wherever you go near water. The Norfolk and Suffolk Broads offer very safe boating, but you do need to have your wits about you. For most of us, this is an alien environment. PC Nathan Tuck is an officer with Broads Beat, a unique policing scheme which runs throughout the holiday season and is largely paid for by local businesses.
People aren't aware of what boats are about, that they don't stop and start like a car does, they don't have brakes, so you have to be prepared and look ahead all the time.
And although the water isn't deep, you can get into trouble.
Always wear a life jacket. It's the most important thing that we try and drum into anybody who may visit the Norfolk Broads. Even if you think that you're perfectly safe on the boat and that you're not going to fall in, things do happen, and at least if you're wearing that life jacket, if anything does happen, you'll be prepared.
Just follow the advice you're given, obey the speed limits, and you'll have a great time. If you want to experience the Norfolk and Suffolk Broads by boat, then there's lots of information on the Broads Authority and Visit Norfolk websites.